الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها وقوت الأرواح وغذائها وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم يا رب العالمين. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness that there is no deity save Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant, his messenger, and mercy to all the world. Dear brothers and sisters, in this time of the year, we always celebrate the weekend of Thanksgiving, and where everybody gather around the table, share a meal, thanking Allah for His blessings and bounties. We, on the other hand, as Muslims, we are recommended that we celebrate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always, 24/7. In Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. And He gives you of all you ask of Him. And if you would count the bounties of Allah, you cannot reckon it. Verily, human beings are wrongdoers, covering the truth and ingrates. How important and great at the same time is the human being when he or she recognizes the bounties of Allah on them. Within the body, within the faith, and within his or her dunya, or this world. One of the scholars, Al-Hasan al-Basri, said, ذِكْرُ النِّعْمَةِ يُورِثُ حُبَّ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Means that mentioning and remembering the bounties of God upon you will give you the love of God, the reciprocal love that is initiated by God and followed by us, the human being. On the other hand, Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ. Indeed, the man is an ingrate unto his Lord. This is part of humanity, part of who we are as a human being. Kanud means ingrate. It means that the person who counts the calamities or the hardships on him or her always and forgets the bounties of God and the blessings of God upon him or her. It's like we have a problem, I always mention it, complain about it. But at the same time, I have many blessings on the other hand that if I write it down, I won't be able to. And then instead of being grateful to God for what He has given us, then a man would be ingrate for what he has not given. One of the scholars had a disease. He's a leper. and he lost his hair. He's blind and paralyzed, but always saying Alhamdulillah, الذي عافاني مما ابتلى به كثيرا من خلقه وفضلني. I thank Allah for what He has given me, a favor over many, many people, and I thank God for giving me the bounty of thanking Him. When he was asked, with all these diseases that you have and calamities, you still thank God? He said, yes, because Allah has given me a tongue to remember Him with and a body to tolerate the tests of God. And this is the bounty that I have upon me. It's like the story of Al-Nabi Ayyub, Job alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you're thankful, I will give you more. With thanking Allah always, praising God, blessings will be increased throughout our lives. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا يرضى عن العبد أن يأكل الأكلة فيحمده عليها أو يشرب الشربة فيحمده عليها. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be very pleased with his servant that when he or she eats and fill his or her stomach, to praise him for it. And when he drinks a sip of water, thanking him for it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him more and more. Once said, do not complain too much, because with that you will have more problems. But thank Allah too much, and with that you will be happy. And if we look at ourselves and we say how many bounties that Allah has given us from the day we start our day, we wake up, and the Prophet ﷺ taught us to say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyani ba'dama amatani wa ilayhi nushur. That I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given me life after death, temporarily death. And to Him I shall return. This is a bounty. Too many things that we do, we don't pay attention to, are commodities for those who don't have it. When you wake up and you dress by your own strength, when you go to work and you drive your car on your own, this is a blessing. When you have a job, it is a blessing from God subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you go to the hospital, if you go to the, let's say, City of Hope, where people with cancer are being treated, I had the privilege to go to the hospital to take care of some patients with oral hygiene. You know, when they have chemotherapy, their immune system is suppressed. I found people who wishing or hoping to have a hot meal, gasping for air, people who cannot drink, people who cannot sleep at all because they cannot swallow, they might drown with their own saliva. With all that, I would leave the hospital saying, oh God, thank you for putting me in a position to give care for those who don't have it. All of us here, if we feel like we have dealt a bad hand, go to the hospital, visit, and see the bounties of God upon you. Do not complain, because Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at any time, He might take His bounty from us. The usual things that we do in this life might be a commodity for others. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bounties and the blessings we have. At the same time, we say, Oh Allah, grant healing for those who are sick, for those who cannot stand, for those who cannot sleep because of the pain. Oh Allah, ease their pain. We thank you, Allah, for giving us the chance to be strong, to work for your cause. In another face of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the crops, the harvest that we eat should actually lead us to reflect and to think. As he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nahl, يُنْبِتُ لَكُمْ بِهِ الزَّرْعَ وَالزَّيْتُونَ وَالنَّخِيلَ وَالْأَعْنَابَ وَمِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth crops, olives, dates, grapes, from all kind of fruits. Surely in that a sign for those who reflect or ponder or think. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed granted us that if we thank Him for His gifts upon us, Allah will increase it. But if we cover those blessings and we do not mention them, at least for us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us with a hard punishment. وَالْعِيَازُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah does not need our thanks, dear brothers and sisters. We need to thank Him, to continue His blessings upon us. I know it's a subject that is dear to everyone's heart. And reminding us with the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that I feel personally that I am in need of a reminder. Exactly the same way I need to remind my brothers and sisters to praise Him for all His favors upon us, all His support He is giving us, and all the bounties that we have encountered in our lives. We are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be humble enough to admit, to appreciate His kindness, generosity, favors, support, mercy, and eventually forgiveness. Allah says in Surah Luqman, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. Surely we have given Luqman wisdom. What is the wisdom? Is to thank Allah. So part of the wisdom that we have in our lives is to admit the bounties of Allah upon us and thank Him for it. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever is thankful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah is thankful for him or herself. Dear brothers and sisters, it is a reminder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me and I will remember you. And thank me and do not cover my bounties upon you. Do not reject the faith. Remember to praise God. Frequently celebrating and commemorating, cherishing our precious possessions, the bounties which Allah has bestowed upon us. And His favors are immeasurable. Each one of us know how much blessings he or she has. It's a simple example. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, your first car you bought. Maybe it was a beat-up car, but for you, it was the greatest gift Remember the first job or the first apartment you have rented long time ago? It was the palace, right? But now, many years passed, and Allah's blessings are mounting upon us, accumulating. Now we drive a better car. We have more money. We have more bounties. We have a family. We have children. All these are blessings. It's not only the money that counts. Blessings come in many shapes and forms. In shape of tranquility at home, a family that we are with, children that we raise to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be righteous enough after we pass away to pray for us. These are bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Remember the early beginnings of your life, each one of us. Some of us came here as immigrants. We didn't have a single penny, so to speak. We worked so hard, we asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. And each one of us has a story to tell their kids, to tell others about the blessings of God upon him or her, subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونشكره ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear brothers and sisters, there's a video clip I watched, and probably one of Ramadan's I presented to you. But I would like to ask you to imagine this story on a stoplight. A man driving a car, regular car, stopped next to a person who's driving a very fancy car. And the man wishes, he says, "Oh, I wish I had that car." A guy next to him on a motorcycle saying, "Oh God, I wish I have this car." Not the fancy one, the other one. You know where I'm going with this. A guy on a bicycle, huffing and puffing, say, "I wish I have a motorcycle so I can ride it, and it would be easier for me." A guy walking, carrying stuff, says, "I wish I have a bicycle that can carry the load off of me." A man walking next to the bicycle man says, "I wish I can have a bicycle." And then from a distance, a man on a wheelchair says, "Oh, I wish I have legs to walk upon." So each one of us has a blessing, but somehow we are blinded by the materials of this life, and we forget the blessings that we have, and we ask for the blessings that others have, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them as a reward for their good work ethics or education. So we thrive to become better people. And when we have the money, then my thanking God for that money is to donate. Because my donation is a way to represent myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Oh Allah, I admit with the bounties that you have given me, I'm helping others with it." This is how we thank Allah. If you have time, a retired person and have time on your hand, help others with the faculties that Allah has given you in your life. Educate people. If you have the strength and the power and the muscles, help someone who's in need. This is how you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عن عبيد الله ابن محض الأنصاري قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها رواه الترمذي. Whoever begins his or her day feeling family safe and security, good health, possessing provision for his or her day, is as though he or she possessed the whole world. Are we from that category? I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will follow suit of our Prophet's teaching sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters, I'll be remiss if I don't mention the calamities that is happening around the world, and especially what's happening in the Middle East and what's happening in our own backyard in the shooting of Saugus High School, and two students died. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us wake up, to make ourselves awake of the calamities that is happening. Our hearts and prayers go out to the families and the friends and those who are afflicted of this calamity. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make their lives in heaven, to bless them. O Allah, ease the pain from those who are sick, Ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, make us among those who are thankful to you, to have more blessings, to have more health, and to heal those who are sick, and to have mercy on those who passed away before us. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma gfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.